Republicans across Alaska may be feeling pretty good right about now. Former Republican President Donald Trump is set to return to power, and preliminary results show Republican Nick Begich leads the race for the state's sole U.S. House seat. But here in Juneau, there's a slightly different story unfolding. Though voters were split on who should be president, there was little question about who voters in the capital city wanted in the U.S. House seat, Democratic incumbent Mary Peltola. Peltola outpaced Begich in every Juneau precinct, even in the five precincts from the airport to the Mendenhall Valley that went for Trump. Downtown and Douglas voters overwhelmingly leaned blue in both races. That's different from the rest of the state. Though preliminary results show Peltola is leading in rural and coastal Alaska communities, Begich controls much of the area surrounding Anchorage and Fairbanks. And with nearly all state precincts counted as of Wednesday afternoon, the race tilts in his favor by about 11,000 votes. In the 2020 presidential election, Juneau voters overall opted for Democratic choices as well. Joe Biden for president, Al Gross for U.S. Senate, and Elise Galvin for House. Election results are still rolling in, though. Begich holds 49.6 of the vote to Peltola's 45.5. The current vote tally is just first-choice ballots. If neither candidate secures more than 50% of the vote, ranked choice voting tabulation will determine the winner on November 20th. The Alaska Division of Elections on Wednesday did not give a clear timeline of when more updated results would be released. Juneau's local delegation in the Alaska legislature are also Democrats. In this election, incumbent Senator Jesse Keel, Representative Andy Story, and Representative Sarah Hannon ran unopposed. They will all serve another term. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.